this podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
I'm here with Jerry Gallagher. He's the president of Unison. Jerry, thanks for joining me here today.
Pleasure.
I wanted to start by getting you to tell me a bit about Unison and its membership.
Okay. Unison is the largest public service trade union in the UK. Has approximately 1.4 million members. And our main areas of organising are the health service, local government, local authorities, business, water and environment, higher and further education, and on the police service, on the civil side of the police service. And my role as president is an elected role for a period of time, 1 year, and my job is to chair conferences and to organise our National Executive Committee meetings, so hopefully move the business along and deal with the main issues of the day that's affecting our members in the UK.
So let's go there. What are some of the main challenges that your members are facing?
Okay, well, the main challenges are very, very similar to CUPE's. The economic downturn, the recession that we're in at the present moment in time. We're fearful in the public services because the current train of thought, certainly with the government and any other prospective government next year that we may have in the UK, is that public service cuts are one of the main answers to reduce the national deficit that's now being created through the billions of pounds that's being pumped into the banking system.
Tell me a bit about the current political situation. There's a party in power with the name Labour that has implemented some decidedly anti-small L Labour policies. How does a union like Unison grapple with that contradiction?
It's a difficulty, without a shadow of a doubt. The fact is, the Labour Party are the government of our choice. We would prefer to see a Labour government retain power at the next general election. We are affiliated to the Labour Party through our political funds. However, the party at the moment, or the Labour government, I should say, rather than the party, are not delivering everything that we would like to see. And certainly we're engaged at the moment with a huge campaign, which is we're calling a Million Voices campaign in Unison, to try and encourage manifesto changes that, building up to the next election, we'll see more of a social justice, more of a forum where the policies are going to be dictated around making sure that the vulnerable people of our society are protected. But at the moment, that's the work that we've got. Mm-hmm. But we are very, very fearful that if the Labour government is defeated and a Conservative government comes along, they will not have any social conscience whatsoever in relation to our policies.
I wanted to ask you about the private finance initiative, which Canadian listeners will know our terminology for it is public-private partnership. Yes. Tell me about the impact of PFI on your members and the services they deliver.
Well, we've seen hospitals built, schools built under PFIs, and of course these things are now mortgaged out to the nation for the next 30 years plus. And they haven't worked. There is no evidence whatsoever that they are economically viable. We have seen services decline as a result of these introductions. We've seen lots of outsourcing, certainly in the hospitals where you've got catering, cleaning in local authorities. The similar contracts have been put out to the private sector. No evidence whatsoever that they have been successful. In fact, there's been a lot of evidence to say just the opposite. We've seen in our hospitals, the cleanliness of hospitals has deteriorated rapidly over the years. We have a rise in these infections such as MRSA, and it's directly linked to the outsourcing and the privatisation of these functions. There is some evidence in recent months that we are winning contracts back in-house into the public sector, and it is working very, very well in that sense, but there's a long way to go. And of course, when it comes to the actually build of a school or a hospital, that's a done deal now. So for generations to come, our grandchildren and their children will still be paying for these buildings in 30, 40 years' time. And come that time, these buildings will be defunct because nobody's going to spend any money on them come the end of their lifespan. So where do we go from there? That's the big question that we're asking. So PFIs or PPP, however you want to describe them, are a failed project as far as we're concerned. They were introduced by the Conservative government prior to 1997. Unfortunately, the Labour government continued with these public-private partnerships. We have had a hard, long job in recent years trying to prove that these are failed projects. However, there is some sympathy towards that argument now. It's very difficult arguing with the general public, because obviously the general public just see this lovely new hospital coming into their communities, not particularly understanding the issues or the rationale behind them or the financial impact behind them. So we've had to engage in that debate with the public, which we are starting to turn the tide and we are starting to win that argument now.
It's a central challenge for QP2 to get at that issue of it matters who delivers the services.
Absolutely. That's the debate that we've been engaged with. And again, with the campaign that we're running, this Million Voices campaign, it is a public engagement exercise. So it isn't just about our members signing up to this campaign. We are going out onto the streets. We're going into the communities and asking them to sign up to this campaign. And it is a social justice campaign. The people who are suffering the most are the most vulnerable in our society. So you've got the low paid, the average paid, women workers, minority groups, and the youth. They're the people who are suffering in the UK at the present moment in time.
What do you think you're taking back from your experience in Canada here at the QP convention to your leadership and membership in the UK?
Well, there's always been a very close relationship between Unison and QP, and long may that continue. And certainly from my point of view, the report backs that I'll be making when I get back to London, to our leadership, is the exact similarities of the problems that have been faced here by the members in QP as to what we're facing, our members are facing within Unison. And hopefully joint work will continue and there will be work we're able to do and help each other out, as I say, with campaigning especially. You know, we can all learn off each other. And certainly campaigns that QP are running, campaigns that Unison are running, we may well be able to supplement each other and help towards the common goal that we've got.
Brother Gallagher, thanks for taking time out to give us a few minutes for an interview. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for inviting me over here. We've had a thoroughly enjoyable time and a very educational time, so thanks very much.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.